Hi, and welcome to ARC 2, Episode 2 of Javelith Sugar. We are in our automotive industry arc. We're currently discussing everything about the automotive industry and how things with Salesforce tie into it, and specifically how D'Absolute recognizes and alleviates the pain points within the current industry standards. I know that you've probably noticed that Steven Sugimar, my co-host, is not on this episode. I've stolen the spotlight from him, and I have brought with me my good colleague Johnny Evangelista, who is one of our lauded salespeople at D'Absolute, but more importantly, he's got a ton of background in the automotive industry. So Johnny, thanks a lot for joining, and why don't you give us an idea of what kind of association you have with the automotive industry?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here. So, in terms of my background for auto, I was a previous general manager and owner of a Ford dealership. I'm an NADA graduate. So, for those that don't know what that is, that's the North American Dealer Association. It's North America's primary trade association for automotive. Now, they're the group that defines industry standards and benchmarks that dealers are actually following today. It's also the school you would need to graduate from if ever you would want to buy a dealership. Now, in regards to myself, I've completed the full succession plan all the way to general manager. So that's given me 10 years of on the ground in dealer experience, having worked in every single seat within a dealership. And now I've also had skin in the game. I was an owner, so I had my own money invested in the dealership. So I was the buyer. In terms of choosing which tech stack would work, looking at changing different technologies, purchasing, these decisions are what impact your financial statement because they're going to be charged every month to that financial. So, in terms of experience, I think that that's something that I really enjoyed. I had a really really good time looking at this specific change within the dealership, and that's what's kind of led me to go into tech consulting. Today, I absolutely love this stuff. So.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Johnny. And so you just come with just a real wellspring of knowledge and experience and a great assortment of ideas of how we can work to make people's lives easier in the automotive industry, especially with specific to the kind of solutions that they're using on their technical side of things. So I was wondering, with all of that experience, kind of top to bottom understanding of how things work, can you guide us towards an issue that affects everybody, salespeople on the floor, all the way up to, the general manager of a dealership?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I would say like one pain which is quite important within the auto world is just the flexibility of the solutions that are industry specific. If you're looking at, let's say, VIN solutions, you're looking at that dealer socket, some CDK specific solutions, they are what they are. It's very difficult to make changes, to make them match up with your philosophy within your dealership or within your dealer group. And this is a challenge that exists, like it's having something like a Salesforce come in where they allow you to have the, your creativity is essentially limitless. It's something special for sure. Another pain is, you talked about change management and a lot of these industry specific softwares, the companies selling them to you are essentially doing the integration as well. So there's a lack of experience there. Like in a Salesforce world, you have Salesforce and you have the actual integrator, which is a specialist in change management in terms of integrating, in terms of training. And that level of support is often lacking in automotive. When you're implementing a dealer socket, your sales reps are on dealer socket university and kind of training themselves. It's a little bit of a different reality. And another pain that kind of comes to mind is without a doubt, the silo within sales and service. In an ideal world, you always want to think of the house, you want to think of the dealership, the dealer group, but on a day-to-day basis, it is very difficult to do so. And I'll give you an example of what happened to me. We had a really large sales customer who was a fleet customer, also a commercial customer. They were a really, really good customer of the house. And They were a large customer that used to do the repairs in-house. They had their own mechanics, their own shop. So we seldom saw them in our service department. However, they did come one time for the service and they had a warranty job, which unfortunately the warranty had just expired. And I'll never forget, the job was under $100. And my service advisor looked at the service profile, took a look at the goodwill, how much money they spent in service, and obviously that number was very low. And they did what their job was and said, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to pay for this part. Not even opening up the door for any goodwill or support from the OEM or whatnot. And we ultimately almost lost that customer. And that remained in my head and made me realize how hurtful it was to the dealership having those silos. And having that ability within Salesforce to see both sides of the business and the overall value of the customer is truly priceless.
Wow, so almost like came down to almost losing a big customer, and it's just a matter of combining those two areas and making sure that everybody has access to the right data, right? To all of the data that they might need that'll be useful to them. So
Absolutely. Like, and the problem is that it really works as separate businesses, and it shouldn't, right? I mean, you've got your fixed ops, you've got your variable side. They're kind of running their businesses in silos, but there's just so much opportunity to make that a consolidated view so you understand the true value of that customer.
and so that's such an interesting thing to hear coming from somebody outside of the industry, because it seems like having worked with some solutions for a little while now, a fairly easy thing from Salesforce's point of view to fix, right? That you would be able to provide all of that information to anybody, whether it's service or sales side of things, that there's always going to be a single point of truth. There's always going to be all of the data gathered into one area so that you're always getting all of the information you need.
Peter, just to kind of, in auto right now, what's happening is that unlike Salesforce, where you're buying auto cloud and getting out of the box the sales and service side, today these softwares are often sold separate. You've got Xtime for service, you've got another CRM, for the sales side, and it's very modular in that respect. And unfortunately, what happens is that you're often dealing with many suppliers because you do want the best of the best. And, unfortunately, there may be an equity mining tool which is very strong from one supplier, and there may be, a specific service tool or a loyalty software which is better with another supplier. It is often many different suppliers for one solution. So, having a sales force where it's really easily, scalable, you just kind of add these modules. It is a different reality in the auto world.
That's great to hear that there seems to be this great solution to a decent problem and something that, affected you directly. So it's good to hear that there's that response from Salesforce and that fix for it. And so that kind of deals with all of the silos that you were discussing. And I know that you had also mentioned change management as an issue. And the maybe not fear, but worry about what changing from one solution to another might incur. And I'm curious if you've seen, what you've seen from Salesforce and how you feel about that, knowing that there's automotive cloud is out and we're starting to break into that industry.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to start by saying that anytime you're looking at changing software, especially within auto, I mean, software spend is probably the single most expensive thing that's charged to the financial statement. So making that change right off the bat is scary. And then, you're talking of like, do they integrate with each other? Like, how are we going to do this, right? We're going to bring in Salesforce, and we got to integrate with desking. We need to integrate with the BDC, whether it's internal, external. I run my own private sales. I've got a third-party marketing company. How are we going to put all of this together? And that is scary for sure. But that's also the beauty about Salesforce, is that you're working with an integration partner that's going to be able to walk you through that whole process And it's extremely easy because it's all done through configuration. Like there's nothing complex. And I think that we also need to consider and help dealers understand what these impacts are. You know, if we're going to be buying a new technology, where are we charging that technology? Do we need to get the buy-in of the sales staff, of the sales managers? Are we charging that software to their department, right? I mean, it's a controllable expense. So if you're adding expense within that department, are we giving our sales manager a pay cut? These are things that we need to consider before, because as you're doing it, you know, you make a decision, you make that change, it's too late. You need to think of how this is going to impact everybody. And that's why it's so important to be able to have that strategic view when looking at these major changes, so that they're seamless. And working with an integration partner is without a doubt a really, really reassuring thing, because you have someone holding your hand from the beginning all the way to the end. And even once it's implemented, you know, there's changes that can be made, and there's always support for you.
Yeah, 100%. And Diab Salute has done some of its best work from having its hand in multiple different industries and starting to cross-pollinate ideas between industries. So I feel like from what you're saying, a lot of companies that work with the automotive industry stay in that lane. So I feel like Diab Salute coming in and working with automotive industry customers will be able to bring ideas and proposals and, you know, industry best practices that haven't been introduced to the automotive industry, but really might help streamline or introduce new ways of doing things that'll hopefully benefit new customers.
Yeah, Peter, I mean, just having Salesforce and the flexibility of the software, I mean, there's so many use cases that can be done within the dealership that having a Salesforce and having a system that's so flexible is so key. So you've got, like, for example, like if you want to reduce your obsolete parts, right? I mean, someone comes in with orders a part, never shows up to service. We need triggers in place so that we can tell this parts manager, hey, this customer never showed up. Send that part back to the OEM, because you're in that window. You can get the return in. You know, increasing CSIs. This is a problem for the dealerships, right? They're in some cases, they're getting paid for every CSI that comes back in that's a, you know, five star or a positive CSI. How do we leverage Salesforce in terms of increasing the return percentages? And I know we have that built into our software. Like this is how a 10% increase can be $100,000 at the end of the year. It's helping dealers put money back into their net profits. Sourcing used cars in the drive-through. You know, every time you go to the auction, you've got $500 of auction fees, $150 for transport. I mean, this is expensive. If you can source vehicles in your own drive-through and have a system which is, it just works by itself. You don't have to export any documents. It's just an automated system. Used car manager just appraises vehicle. I mean, if you're buying one vehicle per week, we're talking about saving $33,000 annually per dealer. Imagine three purchase vehicles in a drive-through per week. That's $100,000 per dealer. So there's a lot of opportunity there. You know, you've got F&Is, you know, when they don't sell their warranty or they don't sell their maintenance plan. What do we do with these customers? Well, we can have Salesforce automate these touch points so that we can go and capture that lost revenue, right? And, you know, there's also custom use cases. Like, let's say dealerships want to be different, right? They right now, a large dealership has dealer socket. A large dealer next door has dealer socket. A lot of it is the same. It's hard to differentiate yourself. But imagine a world where you can think of use cases that are specific to your dealership, and they're easily rolled out. They're just, it's easy to build them out. This is where we see the power of Salesforce, right? I mean, something as simple as having the questions you want your sales reps to ask the customer. These 15 questions will result in a better closing ratio, but I need everybody to ask it. And we can't go on to the demo drive until these questions are asked. Something as simple as putting these mandatory checkpoints in a sales process can completely change your closing ratios and your revenue of your dealership. You know, you want to run sales contests. It's such a pain. Like, there's sales contests that exist because you want to reduce aging inventory. So you kind of create this specific sales contest, but there's a lot of manual work, right? So the sales managers don't like doing them. Yeah, it works, but you'll do it once, You can do it every 3 months, right? But it's just such a pain. So they don't end up doing it. So having Salesforce with these automated dashboards, automated sales contests built in already, it's just that much easier. It works with you. So you don't feel like you're working for the system.
These are all incredible points. And you walked right into the flexibility aspect of things there, right? Talking about how Salesforce solves that issue of rigidity in some existing solutions. So I think, hey, for everybody watching, Johnny's just tossed out several fantastic ideas of how you can leverage Salesforce in the future to make your lives easier. So those are just freebies on us from DAbsolute. But I think that that does it for us. We have to keep some of our ideas to ourselves. But Johnny, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate all the insight and the ideas.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Perfect. And yeah, thank you all of you for watching. Keep watching. We've got episode 3 of ARC 2 coming out soon. You'll see Steven back, so don't worry. Your favorite host will be back soon enough. And please go and follow our page on LinkedIn, and we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of your day and a great coffee break.
Have a good one, everyone.